Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Live Ethics on Radio. My name is Dr. Precious Anoye, the Public Relations Officer of Nigerian Medical Association Rivers State Branch and a resident neuropsychiatrist at the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Susit Ebelechi Yesom Wike, the initiator of Live Ethics.
Greetings to the distinguished people of River State and welcome to another episode of Live Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that health is wealth in every sense. Our topic today is in commemoration of the United Nations World Health Day coming up tomorrow, the 7th of April, and the theme is Universal Health Coverage. Universal health coverage means that all individuals and communities receive the health services they need without suffering financial hardship. It includes the full spectrum of essential quality health services from health promotion to prevention, treatment, rehabilitation, and palliative care. Universal health coverage enables everyone to access the services that address the most significant causes of disease and death and ensures that the quality of those services is good enough to improve the health of the people who receive them. Protecting people from the financial consequences of paying for health services out of their own pockets reduces the risk that people will be pushed into poverty because unexpected illness requires them to use up all their life savings, sell their assets, or borrow monies, destroying their futures and often those of their children. Achieving universal health coverage is one of the targets the nations of the world set when adopting the Sustainable Development Goals in 2015. Countries that progress towards universal health coverage will make progress towards the other health-related targets and towards the other goals. Good health allows children to learn and adults to earn. It helps people escape from poverty and provides the basis for long-term economic development. However, the battle is far from won, as the following statistics show that half of the world's population still do not have full coverage of essential health services. About 100 million people are still being pushed into extreme poverty because they have to pay for health care. Over 800 million people spend at least 10% of their household budgets to pay for health care. Notwithstanding the gloomy statistics, global support for universal health coverage is still gathering momentum, with the United Nations General Assembly emphasizing health as an essential element of international development and encouraging countries, civil society, and the international organizations to include universal health coverage in the international development agenda. Our guest speaker, Dr. Precious Anoye, resident neuropsychiatrist, UPTH, and public relations officer, Nigerian Medical Association, River State Branch, will throw more light on the topic. Please enjoy the episode and let's all learn from the lessons we gain here. Our blessed people of River State, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Live Ethics on Radio, and I'll be speaking on the World Health Day. The World Health Day is celebrated globally on the 7th of April annually. Now, what is the reason for the World Health Day? The World Health Organization was established in 1948, and it will be celebrating its 70 years. And this year, of all topics, the World Health Organization picked a topic that stands from its origin, one of the reasons why it was started, and that is a problem that has lasted for decades, and that's universal health coverage. We are convinced, and the research and all statistics have shown, that we can achieve universal health coverage. Now, the question becomes, why haven't we achieved universal health coverage? That becomes the problem. Now, globally, a lot of countries, basically all the countries in G8, have achieved universal health coverage. A lot of other developing countries that would have been in the same state with Nigeria 2 or 3 decades before now have successfully have universal health coverage for all its citizens. So the World Health Organization, for this year's World Health Day celebration, want us to think and ask ourselves questions, the different nations that are part of the World Health Organization, why haven't we achieved universal health coverage? Now, for us here in Nigeria, we should stick low and then think back, what is the problem with Nigeria? Because we are talking about over 180 million people. So why can't we have this health for all? Before I start dissecting the problem, why we are here to achieve this, I need us to understand one thing that is so clear. Good health is not cheap anywhere in the world. If you have ever been sick before and then you wish to be well, you know what that feeling is like, then you should know that getting back well is not what should be cheap. Now, what is universal health coverage? How does it work? One way that universal health coverage can work, has been shown to work, is through health insurance. Now, it's the same scheme the bank uses, so why don't we use it in health? What did the bank do? We can't all go to the bank to take our money because the money is not there for all of us. But when you come, the bank gives you your money, and someone comes and say, oh, I have a good business idea and I want to take a loan from you to carry out this business idea. The bank looks at it and see, yes, we can make money from this to our percentage interest rate, and we are sure he's not going to waste this money, so we give it to him. But we can't all go down there and say we are taking loan at the same time, because the bank wouldn't even have that to give to us. Now, going back to universal health coverage, we can't all be sick at the same time. But then, if all of us can bring out from our pocket a percentage from that we own and put into a purse, and then if any of us should get sick, you pick out from that purse to treat that person, because we can't all be sick at the same time. This has shown that it is one of the best, in fact, it's a way that has been shown experimentally that can work, may help us achieve universal health coverage. Now, most countries have done that and it's working for them. If you ever try leaving the country, you have to even have a health insurance, you have to have a scheme, you have to have a broker out of the country you're traveling to that will take care of your health insurance for the short time you are. But the case of Nigeria is a peculiar one, and that we'll be looking into. Now, coming to Nigeria, we have an insurance scheme, and that is the NHI, the National Health Insurance Scheme. Good enough, during the Olusegun Obasanjo's reign, when we got back into democracy about 17 years ago, he established the National Health Insurance Scheme. And the reason was clear and good for every Nigerian: to enhance access to quality and affordable healthcare for all Nigerians. That was the reason why the National Health Insurance Scheme was established 17 years ago. But now, what is the problem with National Health Insurance Scheme? Why, after 17 years, we are still yet to achieve universal health coverage here in Nigeria? Is a very big problem. Now, if you understood my explanation of how the health insurance work and the analogy to what the bank is actually doing now, you understand that we are all needed. It's the more figures, the more persons that bring in a percentage of what they earn to this general purse, the better for all of us. That's one of the greatest problems we have in Nigeria. But before we go down there, now, after 17 years, the National Health Insurance Scheme has just covered 5% of the population. I think that's enough for us to think and ask ourselves, where is the problem? Where have we gone wrong? Or why can't we use the same scheme, man? Just the same formula that other countries have used and it has worked for them. 17 years afterwards, and the National Health Insurance Scheme giving from their last year's statistics, just 5%, 5% of Nigerians were captured in the National Health Insurance Scheme. And that's the bad news for us. Now we'll go into what are the problems. Why do we just have 5% of Nigerians captured in the National Health Insurance Scheme? Before I go down there, let's also look at this scheme when it was established by the then President Olusegun Obasanjo. He also gave room for states to also start up their own insurance scheme. And so far, so good. A lot of states have picked up. We have like 7 states in Nigeria that have picked up that. But in here in Rivers State, that is still being passed in the House of Assembly. And we are very hopeful that whenever it gets passed, we will be on top and running like we always do to set the pace. But the greatest problem has been on the national level, and that's going to serve as a template for states to follow up. And the scheme hasn't shown a lot of success at the national level. We'll take a break right here, and when we come back, we'll talk about the problems of this national health insurance scheme and how we can achieve universal health coverage for all.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the
be tolerant, be understanding,
show some care,
be just and undemanding,
be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Have you ever
work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Precious Anui, Public Relations Officer of Nigerian Medical Association, Rivers State, and a resident neuropsychiatrist at the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. I've been speaking on the World Health Day for 2019 with the theme that catches all of us or that gets us all involved, and that is universal health coverage. And then before I went on the break, I explained that the World Health Organization has chosen one of the pillars of its existence, which is universal health coverage. For that was one of the greatest reasons for which the World Health Organization was established 70 years ago. I also went on to tell you that down in Nigeria, to achieve this universal health coverage, about 17 years ago, the then President of Nigeria, Olusegun Obasanjo, established the National Health Insurance Scheme with the aim of enhancing access to quality and affordable healthcare for all Nigerians. And we are looking at, after 17 years, just 5% coverage. Why? Now, let's look at the problems. Why? Now, I try to divide the problems why the National Health Insurance Scheme haven't gone so far. We talk about 5% in 17 years. That's basically 0 points per year. Now, talking about the why, I divide into the NLOLA and the NLOLEE. Now, the NLOLA is the scheme itself, the National Health Insurance Scheme. And then the NLOLEE are those that enroll into this scheme. Now, what is the problem with the NLOLA? The problem here is the scheme. It seems the scheme doesn't cover a lot. So now when it doesn't cover, and when those that have used this scheme or that enrolled in this scheme go back to sell back to the community or to the society that I got sick of malaria or I got sick of a chest infection, the doctor prescribed cefizim. Cefizim is a kind of antibiotic. Now cefizim is different from Ampiclos, Amoxicillin or other penicillins. Now the doctor might pick out cefizim because looking at you and individualizing you as his patient, he feels like cefizim should just do the work once and for all, because cefizim is no doubt maybe a stronger antibiotic, being a fourth generation cefalosporin. Now if cefizim is not covered in the NHIS scheme, what happens? Because when you get to the NHIS, you might not even meet a doctor there. Is a scheme that is handled by non-doctors, and then if it is not there, you basically change to amoxicillin or what the doctor didn't prescribe. That's a problem. That's one of the major problems with the skin. So I think the skin will have to be more holistic. Health is totally holistic. You can't manage health fragmentally. You can't fragment health and manage it differently, because the human body is a whole. So health is better managed holistically. One of the greatest problems is the skin doesn't tend to cover all. Then the second problem from the endodontic side is we probably will need them to leverage on the present information age, on information technology, on the innovations of information technology. We have to leverage on that, and there are a lot we can do from there so that you can get a lot of more people to enroll into this. If you don't get people enrolling into your scheme, then your scheme can't work, because it's a family scheme. It's put your fish inside there and then we'll cook the fish over time. So it's a family scheme. It should be like the gospel, the way the Christians preach the gospel. If you go, you get one person to come and join, or the scheme has to look for a way to make it easy for people to enroll. Because if you don't get people enrolling into the scheme, then the scheme can't work. But the scheme being 5% in 17 years, which means whatever strategy is they're using to get people to enroll into the scheme, is too slow. It's extremely too slow. We live in information age. The internet is there. People are connected so well. People look at their WhatsApp basically maybe 24 times in a day, at least once in an hour, majority of persons. So we need to leverage on the innovations of the present time and get people to enroll into NHIS. That's also a problem with the scheme. The standard problem with the scheme is the human system. China will call it corruption, but it's a human system. Because when we look at the human system, maybe that is why we still have 5%. But I need those part of this national health insurance to know that the more people enroll, the better for the scheme itself. I think they should have that knowledge, and they should look for other innovations to get people to enroll. And then the human system, if not getting people to enroll is to make the money affordable for some persons, no, that doesn't help the system. Now let's go into the enrollee problems. Now one of the greatest problems with the enrollee problem might be a problem from the enroller. Now the low coverage could be seen because of the mentality of the people. Now we know that a lot of people could be conservatives. They do not trust what the system is. You need to listen to me now to know that the National Health Insurance Scheme, if you can enroll into it, then you should go and enroll into it. Because if you don't get yourself enrolled into it, the little benefits and the more coverage that can come up if more people get enrolled into it wouldn't come up. So you need to get enrolled into the National Health Insurance Scheme or any other insurance scheme that you can enroll into, because the more persons in the scheme help the system to work. Now I'm concerned about the National Health Insurance Scheme because of the 5% doesn't help, and this 5% will rub on the state's insurance scheme. Because if they are going to use the same policy, they must know what the problem is. Now, the public mentality has been the greatest problem with on the enrollee section, because most of them do not believe that the scheme works. When what they get is that I went to NHIS, this is not covered. I went to NHIS, I couldn't get this. In fact, the turnover time in getting down to the NHIS does not cover emergencies so well. So you see a lot of people pay from the pocket. So with this, going back to the society does not help, doesn't spread the good information of the scheme. That's for the National Health Insurance Scheme. But then, before I leave, I need to mention that there is a private health insurance scheme, which is very good, because a lot in places like Nigeria, I still remain to say that just the public sector cannot service the people alone. We need private sector. But now there's also a problem with the private health insurance scheme. And these are affecting our journey to achieving universal health coverage. Now, what are the problems with the private health insurance scheme? Now, the private health insurance scheme, the problem usually is with the tenantship, the hospitals that have the tenantship. Because now, the patient do not know what the coverage is like. Because most of these persons are working in a private company or multinational. But then, when you go down to the tenantship hospital, I recall once I was actually working in a hospital, a big hospital here in Port Harcourt, and I prescribed, a baby with a rash, and I prescribed what we call the Nizora shampoo, because this baby needed it. Then after a while, I was called by the owner of this hospital, and he said, "Dr. Precious, you're a smart doctor, good prescription, but then this baby can't take Nizora shampoo because the insurance scheme of the father does not cover it." Now, If you go down, if you ask a private hospital owner, they have this off and on battle with the HMOs. Now the HMOs are business people, and the doctor has taken an oath to save life. And now there's a lot of controversy there, because the businessman is interested in how he's going to make his money back. And so he tells the doctor, you can't prescribe this because the bill is going to be big. You're going to prescribe this, you're going to prescribe that. But no, every patient is an individual. If two patients might have malaria, but will be treated differently, because individualization of a patient is what the doctor does. Now, when you try to push a doctor and tell him, you can't do this, you can't do that, first of all, you make his job harder. And secondly, he can't even help that patient so well. So now in the private health insurance scheme, they are troubled with the controversy between the insurance scheme being in for business and the doctor looking at how to make the patient better. That's a great controversy. And I think one of the best ways that can work is that we probably need more health professionals to go into health insurance. Because if you're a non-health professional in health insurance, you probably wouldn't understand that health is better dealt with holistically. At this point, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll summarize the World Health Day 2019 with the theme Universal Health Coverage.
Hello? Mama dey mad. They know they spoil pikin like this. If he do bad thing, tell him one time. If you leave your pikin till he spoil finish, well, water pass gari be dat o. No let your girl pikin turn wakajube. Na so other people go dey curse you. See him pikin. Na so man he sabi. Book no gree enter head again. But if he just see man in eye go turn, he good so. All that one when they talk say man no plenty. So therefore na rush then go dey rush the one when they. I beg na bad life be that. Every woman get man. Na true I tell you so. If woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear well, to liboku. Make una hold una pikin with a strong handle so that then go be better people.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us or you've been listening to us, I'm Dr. Precious and I'm talking about World Health Day 2019 with the theme Universal Health Coverage. We've talked about the reason for the Universal Health Coverage of this year being one of the pillars for the existence of the World Health Organization. And for this year, it is Universal Health Coverage. And it has been researched, and every parameter shows that it is possible to achieve Universal Health Coverage for all. But it is painful that our national health insurance scheme for Nigeria has just 5% coverage. And I try to explain that the scheme works like a bowl where we all put a percentage of all we owe, just like the banking system. And then because it is not possible for all of us to get sick at the same time, anyone that gets sick takes from the bowl and gets well. The next person that gets sick, we take from the bowl and get the person well. So with a scheme like that, you need a lot of people to bring in that little percentage to the bowl. So, but we have a problem with just 5% coverage for our national health insurance scheme. And then for so many state health insurance scheme, we still have little coverage. And this is a problem. And we'll try to point out what the problems are. One is with the scheme. The scheme hasn't been able to cover a lot of things. The scheme turnover time is so long. It doesn't cover a lot for emergencies. And they also say that a lot of persons in this scheme are complaining, and it has affected the public mentality that the scheme doesn't work. Now, in this section, before I conclude, I'll just go straight to what the solutions are. The National Health Insurance Scheme, with any other scheme, any other health insurance scheme, should look into reducing the turnover time for their enrollees to get health care. They should also look on how to get more people inside the scheme. We're talking about close to 200 million persons in Nigeria. We're talking about the National Health Insurance Scheme should be open to get even the market woman to sign into, or the state health insurance scheme should be open to get the market woman to sign into, get her to pay a little peanut or pay what she can pay to get health. Then we also look at the public mentality not helping, and the public mentality is basically because of those that have experienced the scheme. And we are telling everyone, if you're working in a federal institution, then you should go and then get yourself enrolled in the National Health Insurance Scheme. They are also good part of this scheme, because this scheme is the only way we can achieve universal health coverage for all. If, as most states hope to launch their home insurance scheme, when they launch their own scheme, it's possible then to capture every member of the country into a health insurance scheme. As I said from the beginning, health, good health, is not cheap, and it's not cheap anywhere in the world, not talk of it being free. So, and the health insurance scheme has shown, as so many nations have used it, as the only way or the most possible way for us to achieve universal health coverage, even as we celebrate the World Health Day 2019. Thank you very much.
Dear friends, this is the match we can take on today's edition of Rev Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Rev Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Rev Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to revethics@gmail.com. The Rev Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Rivers State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.